But beyond this classic restaurant, at the end of 22nd Street, is a small slice of history. Fishermen and their boats, eking out a living in the ancient trade of fishing. The seagulls that glide overhead and the beautiful smell of the ocean invite you to be a part of the history. And in that moment, meditate that the kingdom of God is right here and that Jesus is right here, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And next to these fishing boats, near the edge of the docks, are piles of old nets. Some of these piles are over 6 feet tall, covered with tarps. And there are many leathered fishermen mending their nets right there. And fishermen have been mending their nets since before the time of Jesus. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were inside their boat mending their nets when Jesus called them to follow him. So these first followers of Jesus, these rugged fishermen, were very present in that moment when they were called. Yet for us, an understanding of the fishing methods during this time of Jesus will help us appreciate what it takes to follow him, to be a part of God's fishing crew today. And one of the first things to value is that a skilled fisherman knows that for different fish, you need different kinds of nets. Another eternal bit of wisdom is a lack of teamwork, you could lose a catch. And with a lack of patience, you could leave nets empty. Now, concerning the fact that there are different nets for different fish, you will hear about three types of nets in the use at the time of Jesus: the drag net, the cast net, and the trammel net, which was made of linen thread. And each type of net is mentioned in one of the four Gospels. And each is mentioned for a different kind of fishing. The drag net was operated by two teams and two boats. One team took the net out to sea. The nets were 100 feet wide and 12 feet in height, and at the end were iron sinkers, and on either side were ropes. So one boat would go out, it would be stretched, and then the other boat would go out, and now we have this wall of net, and then they would bring the net into shore, catching fish along the way. And we hear this described in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13. The kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered some of every kind, and when it was full, they drew it to shore. And they gathered the good into vessels, but the bad they threw away. And we hear of a second type of net. It's when Jesus encountered Simon and Andrew. They were probably using the cast net, a circular net about 20 feet in diameter, and it had weights attached along the edge. So it's a circular net, and the fishermen would fold it carefully over the fisherman's arm, and then he would swing and throw out this circular net, would land in the water, and then sink like a parachute, catching fish along the way. And once it settled to the bottom, the fishermen would dive into the cold water, scoop it closed, and then drag this whole amount of fish to shore. And that's what we heard in today's gospel. As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea. And Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Jesus must have studied them for a while. He must have seen in them transferable skills. They had patience to prepare for their cast. They were ready and confident to trust their skill and knowledge. They gave themselves in faith to the moment. They knew that they would invest their whole selves, including their bodies, as they dove into the cold water. And their final efforts had to be carried out with care and attention. Every act of fishing, of casting a net, was a sacred part of the whole. A sacred rhythm, deliberate in grace, in the sacrament of that moment, in the kingdom of God. Each day, we too are invited into this dance of trust, into confidence in God, into being in the moment, not rushing ahead, but carefully engaged with the people we are with. Careful with our nets, our talents, energy, hope, and dreams, because we have been given a high calling to be used by God to bring others to the shore of the kingdom of God, into the grace, support, and strength of being God's people. These first fisher disciples were invited to embrace a way of life, a way of life of living with Jesus day after day once they left those nets. And we are invited to do the same. To be a Christian is a way of life. So fishing was a backdrop for many gospels, including today's. We have heard now of two different types of nets, and there was another type. The third was a trammel net, which was actually three nets in one. Two large mesh nets were about 5 feet, big 5 feet chunks of net, and in the middle was the finer linen-threaded net. So this trammel net would be piled onto the boat. And by the way, in 1986, along the muddy shore of the Sea of Galilee, a wooden hull was discovered buried deep in that mud, wet mud. And it was carefully analyzed and carbon dated. And some of that wood, that hull, was over 2,000 years old. It was during the time of Christ. And they took that wooden hull, got the dimensions, and built boats for people today who go to the Sea of Galilee to be on the Sea of Galilee in a boat the same size as Jesus and his disciples would have been on. So here in this wooden boat, they would have cast off away from the shore with a trammel net. The trammel net in the three sections, the two heavy mesh nets and the finer net in the middle. And it would be cast out, and it would create a barrel shape So the fish would go into the fine mesh part, try to escape, and eventually be captured as it squeezed together with the force of them pulling. Some would try to jump out like the tilapia, but they put another net on top to keep them together. So even though this net was pulled carefully to shore, each fish had to be taken out. And each evening before the night's next fishing adventure began, and after every throw of the trammel net, the fishermen needed to clean and mend the nets again and again. That is what James and John were doing. As Jesus went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boats mending their nets. Immediately, Jesus called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. And immediately, you were launched into this fishing adventure with Jesus when you were baptized. Immediately, at baptism, you were invited into a way of life, a way of being in the world. Being a Christian is a way of life, with moments of grace, of felt blessings, balanced with moments when we can't see or feel what is on the end of the line, at the end of our efforts. There is a rhythm in our lives. There is a rhythm in fishing and in casting out nets. There is an ebb and flow in fishing. There is a link, obviously now, between the fishing stories in the gospel and being used by God. There are moments, like in fishing, as in life, of intensity, of throwing, of pulling, of letting oneself become one with the effort, not fighting it, but being with it. In life, we learn what you resist persists. Fishing at the time of Jesus was hardly a solo experience. Being a Christian is not a solo effort ever. We are in this together. We are in a rhythm, a way of life that invites us into moments when we stop to mend our nets before we cast out again, like here on a Sunday morning with Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Be here mending whatever nets you need to do this morning. May God bless each of us this and every day with the grace to let our hearts and minds be caught up in this holy adventure of fishing with Jesus. Amen.